Hello listeners, this is Harry Benton with you for these next 30 minutes of Radio Fellowship. The program you are tuned to is Times of Refreshing, produced and presented for your listening enjoyment through the good auspices of the Voice of Melody Victoria. It is our prayer through our selection of gospel recordings and the meditation we share with you from the Word of God that you will be challenged and receive a spiritual blessing through our ministry today. Now musically, we open our program with a song entitled, Show Some Love and Kindness.
Sing a song, spread some cheer, there are sad and lonely people everywhere. Be a friend, show some love, it will lift them from the dungeons of despair.
Psalm 90 and verse 9, these words are written, "We spend our years as a tale that is told." Recently I found the truth of these words flooding back into my mind. It was as I sat in company with a few elderly people and listened with great interest to their conversation. These dear folk were cheerfully reminiscing on past days, going back on their early childhood, each sharing some of their many and varied experiences in their respective lives. It was just amazing to see how they could recall to mind the events of past years. Their minds were alert and active. It is only an alert and healthy mind, a sound mind that can reflect and speak with clarity. My friends, reflecting is something we are all accustomed to doing. It is not just confined to people who are advanced in years. We all engage in this pleasurable occupation. When we consider how great the mind is, and the memory with its given capacity to retain so many treasured and precious memories, and to hold in store so much knowledge, we must acknowledge, as David the psalmist did, when he wrote these words in Psalm 139 and verse 14, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Friends, it cannot be denied that we received this unique faculty of the memory from our Creator God. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. God knew the importance of our memory and makes reference to it many times in His Word, the Bible. Following on from our next recording, we will continue our meditation on the memory from several scriptures in both the Old and New Testaments.
each day I'll brew a golden mead. Thy helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I'll brew evening sun, is sinking low. A few more days, and I must go.
And I must go to meet the deed that I have done.
Where there will be
Dictionary defines the word memory as the faculty of retaining and recalling knowledge. It is the faculty of remembering. Now in Genesis chapter 3 we have the first record in the Bible of the memory. It is a failed memory. In this third chapter of Genesis we read in verses 1 to 13 how Eve transgressed the commandment of the Lord God. Both Adam and Eve were forbidden to eat of the tree in the midst of the garden. It was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Eve, when asked by the Lord God in verse 13 what she had done, in reply said, "The serpent, the devil, beguiled me," meaning he caused me to forget. Her mental capacity, that God-given faculty, the memory failed to recall, to remember the solemn warning of divine judgment. Should they eat of the forbidden tree, they would die physically and spiritually. Satan said, "Eve, he caused me to forget." Friends, there is an important lesson for us in these few words. Satan caused me to forget. His tactics, his ploy, his scheming is the same today. He will, through his agencies, do his utmost to cause you to forget the spiritual training, the instruction you received from the Word of God in your early childhood from godly parents. To the born-again believer, he will cause you to forget your quiet time with your Lord and Saviour, so that prayer and regular Bible readings will no longer be a pattern in your Christian life. Every true believer in Christ is subject to Satan's subtlety and his persistent attacks. My Christian friends, don't allow Satan to afflict you with a failing memory. Fortify your mind. Saturate your mind with the Word of God. Commit to memory verses of Scripture. By doing this, you can then quote them when the devil assails you. It is most needful to protect your mind by constantly wearing the helmet of salvation the Apostle Paul speaks of in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. The helmet is a vital part of the whole armour of God. Satan attacks the mind. He causes us to doubt God's word. To be a victorious Christian is to exercise our God-given faculty, keeping our minds in tune with the wonderful blessings of our eternal salvation. By doing this, the memory will be filled as a storehouse with priceless treasures.
Precious memories, unseen angels, sent from somewhere to my soul.
My friends, in Genesis chapter 40 we have the story of Joseph who was wrongfully imprisoned. While in prison, he was able to help a fellow inmate, the butler to King Pharaoh, by interpreting his dream and foretelling his release from prison. Joseph's only request to the butler was, "Remember me when it goes well with you." Eventually, the butler was reinstated to his former position to serve in the king's palace. But did he remember Joseph? Verse 23 of Genesis 40 says, "Yet did not the butler remember Joseph, but forgot him." Here is another case of a failed memory. However, there was a happy ending. When the king had a dream which could not be interpreted by all the fortune tellers in his realm, the butler, hearing of this, said, "I remember my faults this day." He then spoke to the king, who had Joseph released from prison. Joseph, by divine revelation from God, was able to explain the meaning of Pharaoh's dream, and by this was promoted to be the king's advisor. My dear friends, the word of the butler, "I remember my faults this day," are worth noting. There is a message in them for each of us today. Faults, it is true, we all possess them, some to a lesser degree than others. Faults are the wrong things we do in life. How many listening to this program today would be prepared to make an open confession and publicly say, "I remember my faults this day"? There is that promise you once made, but as yet, it has not been honoured. You have failed to keep your word. You can remember a long-time friendship has been severed all through an indiscreet act. A hastily uttered word can also be the means for a friendship to cease. "I remember my faults this day." Do you remember them? Perhaps there is a husband and wife listening to me right now, and your marriage is not as it should be. You have failed to remember, keep and honour the vows you made to each other the day you were married. Our faults must be acknowledged. They must also be confessed and forgiveness sought for harmony to continue. Friends, God has given you the faculty of memory. May it stir your conscience today for you to say, "I remember my faults this day."
I found a refuge where none can hold us, close to His side. Where in my weakness with strength I am blessed, close to His side. Close to His side. Close to His side. Jesus will guide me. Come.
Continuing our devotion on the memory, we learn from the story of the rich man and Lazarus, as recorded in Luke 16, verses 19 to 31, that the memory is active in the next life. Some believe when death takes us from this scene, that is the end of all things. Not so, for the Bible says, when the rich man died, and in hell, the place of torment, he cried out to Father Abraham, "Have mercy on me." The reply came, "Son, remember how it was in your lifetime." Friends, we learn from the rich man's awful discovery that hell is a place of reality. Psalm 9 and verse 17 says, "The wicked and all that forget God shall be turned into hell. The moment the rich man died, he was conscious of what was happening to him. His faculties were still with him. He had sight, feeling, conscience, and memory. As a Christ rejecter, his punishment is eternal. Those who obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ are to be punished with an everlasting destruction. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. For the rich man, there was no mercy for him in hell. During his lifetime, he had opportunity to call on God for mercy and forgiveness. My dear friends, remember, the memory will be active even in a lost eternity. The only way to escape the torment and the agony of an active memory in hell is to hear and to hearken now to the Word of God. Believe that Christ died for your sins. Acknowledge your need of Him to be your Savior. Seek His loving forgiveness and cleansing of all your sin. And in faith, ask Him into your heart and life and receive Him to be your Savior and Lord. Now, one final thought to share with you today on the memory, found in Luke chapter 23. The story here concerns a dying thief, one of two, being put to death by crucifixion for crimes they were found guilty of. One malefactor used his last breath railing and cursing. The other, realizing eternity was before him, with its awful judgment to follow, sensing his utter helplessness to save himself, saw in Jesus Christ, the one on the center cross, dying for sin he did not commit. If Jesus had done nothing amiss, then he must be there for someone else. Here was his opportunity to be saved. No doubt, flooding into his memory would be the things he had seen and heard of the Lord Jesus in healing the sick, restoring sight to the blind, raising the dead to life again, and dispensing blessings to the many who gathered about him. My dear friends, this dying thief saw deity in our Lord Jesus. He addressed him as Lord. "Lord, remember me," he said. He believed in the resurrection. "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." Exercising the faculty of memory, perhaps for the first time in a positive way, looking to Jesus Christ for salvation, he could confidently rest on the word of the Savior. Because of his faith, Jesus could say to him, "Today, thou shalt be with me in paradise." Luke 23 and verse 43. My friends, I tell you, heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me."
Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the need of my heart. Shining and spreading with joy, I am telling, He made all the darkness before. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Savior, lay me home, lay me home.
As this half hour of Christian fellowship draws to a close, we would remind you that today's program is available on cassette, free and postage paid. Many of our listeners avail themselves of this free offer. You may obtain your cassette copy by addressing your request to Times of Refreshing, Post Office Box 66, Lilydale 3140. Be sure when writing to ask for program number 1004. Program number 1004. And the address again is Times of Refreshing, Post Office Box 66, Lilydale 3140. Times of Refreshing has been a radio missionary outreach of the Christian Brethren Assemblies of Victoria, and is made possible by God's provision through His people. Friends, we have enjoyed your company today, and till next we meet, this is Harry Benton for the Voice of Melody Victoria, saying goodbye for now, and remember, keep looking up.